lot of times when people usually get to that point, they usually explode, and it causes them to act or do things that they later regret.
The important piece for black men is that we have a lot of justified anger given the issues that are going on, but we don't want to hold on to it, and we don't want to allow it to manifest in a way that's detrimental to ourselves and the ones we love.
We must understand that anger can be destructive or constructive. When it's destructive, we harm ourselves and we harm others. When it's constructive, which is known as righteous indignation, it can lead to change and transformation. It's not about eliminating anger, it's about eliminating the destructive nature of anger. We're emotional beings. Anger earmarks our human experience, and in some cases, it can be used for good. For example, Rosa Parks, in her anger, didn't give up her seat, and that led to change and transformation and reformation for us as black people.